Safe at Home is a series of photos capturing life for people at home around the world during this pandemic. All of the images are taken remotely by Kathleen Greeson, an award-winning photographer from her home here in the Chattanooga area.
Kathleen, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
How did this project begin?
Well, I am a professional documentary photographer, and one of my recent projects I was working on was actually documenting my brother, who had attempted suicide, and I had been chronicling his return to life. And when COVID happened and everything was shut down, I was thinking about how I could continue to document him and his progress. And one day we were FaceTiming, and I made a screenshot of him over FaceTime, and it dawned on me that maybe I could document other people like that too during this time.
How did you reach out to people to get them involved?
Well, it started with just friends and family, close friends and family, and then it just took off, mostly social media, which is the modern day word of mouth. I reached out to a friend of mine that had moved from Chattanooga. He was a missionary in Italy, and I knew he was living there during their extreme lockdown. So I reached out to him, and he helped me photograph a lot of people there. And then from there, it just turned into more. So at this point, I have documented people from almost every point on the globe.
And you have documented people working remotely. You have documented people where they are remotely.
Yes, exactly. Wherever they are sheltering during COVID, that's where I have documented them.
You mentioned FaceTime. How have you been doing this work?
Several different ways, but I've been connecting with people on either FaceTime or Zoom or Facebook Messenger, or for my international shoots, it's been through WhatsApp. And then I direct the people where to put the phone or the tablet or the computer, and then I take a screenshot on my end.
How much of an idea do you have when you approach a new subject of what you're going to take for the photo?
It just kind of depends on who it is. Sometimes we have a conversation ahead of time, and a lot of people have something specific they'd like to be documented about their lives during this time. So we'll set up the shoot for whenever they're doing that. Sometimes people just ring in and we just photograph them doing whatever they're doing right at that moment. Some of it's planned and thought out, and then some of it is just as they are.
There's a lot to be said about the moments that are impromptu and random.
Yes. Well, those are my favorite moments. As a former photojournalist, and I still consider myself a photojournalist, I like to capture things in the moment as they are. So that has been sort of a challenge when you're planning through FaceTime to get that. But that's where the pre-planning came in and the conversations ahead of time. But yes, and the most amazing part is that no matter where you are in the world, we were all having this shared experience. It looks the same in Italy to South Africa to Guatemala to my back porch in Tennessee. We were all just staying home.
What are some of the recurring themes that you have noticed in taking all these photos?
Family, just kind of a simple life, a simple taking pleasure in the simple pleasures of life, family time. A lot of people wanted to be photographed with their pets. Not a lot of people wanted to be photographed working from home, even though that's what a lot of us are doing. I would say mostly family.
And then how many are you taking a day? How many are you taking a week at this point?
At this point, I'm doing 3 or 4 a week, but sort of when it first started and when it really got rolling, I was doing 3, 4, 5, even had a day where I did 10 every day. I took a break. My mom had to have unexpected heart surgery, so I took a little break, but now I'm getting cranked back up again. Like you were saying, and like I'm still doing, a lot of folks are still at home. So this has not gone away. It's continuing.
How has this work shifted for you as it has continued? There's a difference between you're just getting this project started and it's the first few weeks or maybe the first month or so of this pandemic, but now we're several months into this.
In the beginning, it was just a lot of people in their homes. And then I started to get more specific with what I was looking for, you know, maybe something I hadn't documented yet. And I would try to think about how I could incorporate that and trying to show the different ways that being at home affects people. And one of the number one things I heard along the way was, wow, I'm so glad to see that everybody else is doing what I'm doing. One person said, I feel a lot less alone just looking at these other photos of people staying home. So it's similar now to when I started it. People are still at home, and a lot of places in the world are still a lot more locked down than we are here in the U.S.
What are some other messages that you are gleaning from these photos as you take them?
Well, for me personally, I didn't realize how much I needed to connect with people during this time until I kind of got a little ways into this project. But it's been really good for me. And the thing that I probably in my whole 20-year career have never worked on a project that was so universal, where we were all, no matter where you are in the world, we were all having the same experience.
And where can people go online to see these photos? Where can people go online to reach out to you if they want to participate?
Well, right now the project is on my website. It's KathleenGreeson.com. My email, my phone number, my Instagram, everything is on my website. So you can find me there, and I'm including more people every day. So that'd be great.
All right. Kathleen, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a pleasure.